I'm Kathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. Police are warning locals to be on alert. Following new information, fugitive Malcolm Naden is now armed with a semi-automatic firearm and ammunition. The firearm, which was recently stolen from a property, is believed to be a 22 calibre semi-automatic rifle. Locals travelling up towards Gloucester or Nowandock are being urged to remain safe, with property owners also being asked to ensure their homes and guns are secure. Naden, who is wanted by police for a murder at Dubbo and the recent attempted murder of a police officer at Nowandock, is regarded as an extremely dangerous man. He is described as being 177 centimetres tall, with a medium build, brown eyes, and is believed to now have short-cropped dark hair with a moustache. Police consider Naden to be armed and warn people not to approach him under any circumstances. A reward of $250,000 is in place for information leading to his capture. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. All eyes will be on service stations around the Upper Hunter after the Office of Fair Trading issued warning notices for misleading and deceptive petrol price advertising. Independent operators have been complaining for many years about the practice of some outlets using their price boards to promote their special discount offers. General Manager of the Motor Trade Association's Service Station Division, Ron Bowden, says it's good news for consumers.
Now, motorists are driving down the street. They're looking to fill up or looking for the cheapest price. They've only got probably, 0.6 of a second to look and make a decision because they've got to concentrate on their driving. And so they just look and they see a figure. They don't really have a chance to work out exactly what that figure means and whether or not that's exactly available to them.
St Joseph's Aberdeen has been awarded $3.5 million in funding for the construction of new learning facilities. Announced yesterday by Member for the Hunter, Joel Fitzgibbon, the funding through the Capital Grants Program will mean a new arts and library facility, outdoor learning space, as well as enclosed walkways. I'm Cathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage, 2nm.com.au, and follow the links to the news page.